We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? This is Chiefs News Daily. I'm Haley Lewis, and we got you covered over the next 10 minutes. This episode is going to be a little bit different. We got a special guest with us today, a 9-year NFL veteran who played 6 seasons for the New York Jets before making a stop in Kansas City from 2013 till 2016. Over the span of his entire NFL career, he was never released or dropped from an active roster. The defensive end now is serving as the director of player development for the University of Maine's football team. Please welcome to the show, Mike DeVito. All right, Mike, appreciate you being on. We are going to dive right into it, talking about, obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs. That's all we do all day long, right? It's what other teams tend to do all day long, too, because these are the world champs, right? So let's talk about this three-peat. This has been the conversation ever since practically, what, the parade? And it was on to, okay, what's the next thing that's going to happen? You know, as a player, how hard it is to accomplish these things. You know what goes into it. The fact that they did back-to-back is quite crazy. Is it plausible? Does this team have the bones to get it done?
Man, if there's ever been a team in NFL history that has the chops to get it done, it's the KC Chiefs with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes and that veteran crew they have. You know, when you're talking about something like a three-peat, and just repeating success in the NFL can be very, obviously, is very difficult. And I think there's a mental aspect of that, right? Because this whole season, we're going to be talking about the three-peat, right? And getting that done. And when you have, when that's the case, you really have to have good leadership to make sure that guys aren't too worried about that, right? You don't, there's already so much pressure that goes into an NFL season. The last thing you want is to, this added outside element. Obviously, that's what we're striving for. And you can see that that's what they're doing with the moves that they're making, Veach and Andy Reid and all that stuff. The guys are bringing in, the people that they're signing, they're going for. I mean, that's what everybody's going for every year, is to win the Super Bowl. But don't have this added element of pressure that can get into your head and throw off the locker and throw the guys off, focusing on something that you just focus one day at a time. And that's something that I learned from Andy Reid. I remember there was a team meeting he had with us once where he said, "Look, to be successful in this league, you can't worry about what's going on Sunday. You can't worry about who you have on the schedule 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now." He said, just win at whatever's next on the schedule. So whether it be lunch, whether it be the weight room, the film room, do that better than the other teams are doing those things. And I've really tried to mimic that just in life. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to make sure everything I'm doing with a purpose and a reason and intention. And so going back to what I said, that's why I'm so high on this team doing it, is because they have great leadership that's not going to let this three-peat narrative get in the way of just being productive at the little things day in and day out. And when you continually stack those bricks, obviously success naturally follows. And you have all the guys, you have to do it. So that's what I'm looking for them to do, is just block out, the narrative and just focus on one day at a time. And Andy Reid and those guys will get that.
Just from the outside in, as a player, being able to see those two go at it and bring in the draft class, what do you think of the duo of Veach and Andy Reid every single year?
Well, I'm sure we'll get into, who do you think they're going to draft? And beauty is, if you look back at the resume, whoever it is, it's like, I totally trust it, because they just hit home run after home run after home run. But you bring up an interesting point. I would love, I am totally in ignorance as it relates to how those conversations go between head coach and GM, and especially in Kansas City, because it's not your normal head coach GM relation. I mean, there's much more synergy there, right? Whereas, like, you know, when I'm with the Jets and you know, you have Rex Ryan and Mike Tannenbaum, they're both incredible. But I know Mike is making the calls when it comes to drafting guys. And, you know, Rex is informing him, but there's probably less back and forth than there is with Andy Reid and Brett Beach. And I imagine that has, you know, as great as that is, that two beautiful minds looking at the stuff, I would imagine there that can be tough at times too. And so I wish I knew what that process looked like. I mean, it's a mystery to me, but whatever they have for a metric to get that done, like I said, they just hit grand slams. And, you know, you look at guys like Chris Ballard, who have come out of this program as well, that they, same thing. They just, they know how to draft guys. And I believe that's from obviously having Andy Reid and to look up to and how they do that, and Dorsey being there and the guys that Dorsey brought in. So, a special organization top to bottom. And, yeah, no, but I would like to know one day what it's like, to, you know, it's always incredible. They just, they don't just hit in the first round. I mean, obviously you see the guys they bring in at every round. It's like, wow, how is that guy down a first round pick? You know, it's amazing.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. You mentioned we're probably going to talk about some of those positions that the Chiefs need to invest in. And they always say best available player. And yes, the draft board is going to fall a certain way and they can't control everything. But if you're looking at this team, this is a team that you closely follow and obviously have an invested interest in, who is the most essential, maybe either position group or if there's maybe a specific player that you think Kansas City has really got to look at, because that could be somewhat special potentially for them later down.
Yeah. Haley, you know, probably not surprising, you know, coming from who you're talking to, but I'm always big. I just feel like there's less risk drafting a lineman, whether it be an O lineman or D lineman, than there is drafting a skill position in the first round, especially lower in the first round. You know, if you have those Marvin Harrison Juniors who are just clear cut. He's going to have no problem transitioning, but he's going to be gone, what, two or three, something. But you have especially a tackle. Like, I love the tackle draft class. You have a lot of great players. I read some write-up that said the most tackles ever drafted in the first round were 8. I believe that was in 2008. There were 8 tackles drafted, and I think they're saying that there's a chance to match that this year. So there's a lot of great offensive tackles out there. Obviously, that's a spot, that left tackle spot, is a position that KC needs. Again, I've seen you can have everybody else, but I think outside of the quarterback position, the second most important position on the field is the left tackle position. And so if you could get a young guy in there that you can put in there and have, like Creed, like Trey, like Thuney, where you have a guy that's now locked in long-term, that's a staple at left tackle. I mean, we saw it with Eric Fisher. I saw it in New York with DeBrickashaw Ferguson, you know, the guys that I got, you know, having that long-term spot locked up, you know, locked up long-term at tackle. I think it really paid dividend. And again, it's much less risky to draft tackles than it is to say, I know, talk about wide receiver and cornerback and things like that. So I know that's not the sexy answer, but if I had to pick, I would say a left tackle, so, you know, maybe even trying to trade up. But like we said, they could go long snapper, and I'm going to be like, yep, they got it.
Whatever you say, whatever you say. Hey, it's all right. We take safe over sexy here. That works in a NFL draft. Appreciate having you on, Mike. Thank you for your insight. Appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully we'll be chatting as Kansas City gets closer and closer to kicking off this 2024 season.
Absolutely, Haley. Always an honor to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. As always, thank you for joining us. Remember to join us on the LLC, our Loyal Listeners Club. It's a great place to chat, interact with other fans and myself. Also, make sure that you show some love here today on this episode. Like and subscribe on the KCSN YouTube channel. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Thursday.